And so tonight I want to press further on this topic, and I want you to listen and get this very clear. I believe from the scriptures that your life now is not the best life. The look you have now is not the look in the plan of God for your life. Let me put it in another way. The counsel of God for our life is that our lives will be getting better and better each day. The truth of the matter is that you should not be the person you are today tomorrow. You should have taken a step. You might not take a leap. You might not take a jump. You might not take a flight. But ladies and gentlemen, the counsel of God for your life is every day you are not on the same spot. Now, the force that changes destiny, it is not the force on the outside. It is the force from the inside. And that is why this topic is critical and is crucial to me, is crucial to God. If we can have a church that knows how to get results, then we have a church that is living in prosperity, that is living in fulfillment, that is living in the will of God. And that's why you need to understand the place of God in the destiny. Mark my word, in the destiny of a believer. Not only in the life of a believer, in the destiny of a believer. When you know and you understand the word of God, you'll be able to control your life. You can be able to change the things you see around you. What changed the world was not any other thing than the word of God. Listen, what changed the world was not even what God was seeing in Genesis 1 and 2. What actually changed the world was what God was seeing on the inside of him. Did you get that? It was not what God was seeing. The heart was without form. It was dark, you know, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. That was not what perplexed God. What perplexed God was, what I'm seeing is not what I've seen. Did you get that? What I'm seeing, what I see now, is not what I had seen. Your life is determined by what you had seen. So you are done for if you haven't seen anything. Did you get that? You will never amount to nothing if you had not seen. Because, you know, most of the time we struggle to change by force our environment, our family story, our circumstances, and our issues. You know, we want to move things forward, but you find out that things are not moving forward. You know why they are not moving forward? You know, we say it's the enemy of your father's house, the enemy of your mother's house. But those are not the reasons why things are not moving forward. Why things are not moving forward was you are blind on the inside. And what God's word will do, it will enlighten your darkness. Hey, that's what God was going to do. He's going to enlighten your darkness. This has not happened. Leave the things that have not happened. You go and sleep. You go and sleep. What is it that you've birthed? So I want to use another word. What is it that you've birthed from your inside? If there's no birth, there can never be an actual change. The goal of this church is to produce a person that is strong spiritually, produce a person that is strong physically, produce a person that is strong mentally. That's why it's a total man assembly. So that when you stand like this, you're a complete man. We want to have a church where people write exams and they pass. We want to have a church where people go into business and they prosper. We want to have a church where people go into marriage and they have a home. That's what we are doing here. We don't have a church or somebody that is strong spiritually, but is a hunger on the outside. We're going to have a church where people can always, always, always reproduce things from the first principle. You don't get that? That's what happened when Isaac, he dug a well, and the enemies came, they put sand inside it. But because you understand the first principle, you know that if you did not understand the first principle, you go carry SS, you go carry soldiers, you go carry Amateku, you are going to fight. People that don't understand from first principle are the people that fight all the time. People that work in bitterness, people that go around with offense. He did not fight with them. He was not offended. He did not get angry. He only said, "You are wasting my time." But again, you understand the first principle of restoration, isn't it? And so he went to another place, he dug another well. And when he dug, they envied him again. The enemies came and they put sand. He did not mind. He understood, you know, digging from the first principle. And the Bible says he went to another place, he dug again. And this time around, they find out that we are wasting our time with this man. He says something on the inside. You know, he's not an externally motivated being. He is an internally motivated being. You fight when you're only motivated on the outside. You run when you're only motivated from the outside. He wasn't. He was living from, listen, from the inside out. So he didn't give a damn. He didn't give a shit. They covered. You know, he continued to dig. And when they saw that, look, this man is mightier than us. Not mighty in terms of strength. He's mighty in the place of the mind. They let him be. And say, now I have a place. God had made a room. God had made a place. God had made a provision. They let him be. And that's what we are supposed. That's who we are supposed to be. That's what we are supposed to carry. And that's how we are supposed to live. The church is full of people that are hardworking and strong on the inside, but they are lazy on their inside. And as we have a church that is filled with mediocres, people that are failing, people that are weak, people that are not progressing. Go see people in high places in the world. Few of them are believers. Don't talking, I mean, a lot of them are going to churches. We are not talking about people going to churches. We're talking about people that are living from the inside, you know, to the outside. And that's what I want to achieve. So I'm taking this seriously more than you are taking it. Oh, I want to get you to see the way I'm taking it. Light will come from the world, from the word of God. It will break every darkness in your life. Oh, it says there are some people there's a sister here, you know, she was being defrauded of her inheritance and they were going to go the way of the world. And I know the way of the world, actually they could win. They could not win. And I said to her, I said, no, listen to me. Let's go the way of God. You come to church. You pray. You trust God. You release God's word. You find out that your enemies will be at peace with you. The ones that are against you, they will run and begin to beg you because fear. You know, the Bible says to some people, he said, don't worry. When David went to ask, should I go and fight? One time, God said, you go and fight. You are going to win. The other time, he said, should I go and fight again? God said, no, this time around, you are not going to fight. You just wait, hang somewhere. You know, I get the enemies, you know, to hear some rumors. Various ways God can intervene. When light comes, the winning is in the heart, ladies and gentlemen. The winning is not on the heart side. I can rejoice and celebrate when everything outside looks dark, gloomy, hopeless, because I know what I've seen on the inside of me. God's word will change what you see, how you see, and when you see. That's why I said to you, the word is your life. You don't get it, you perish. You get it, you live in victory. You live in power. And that's why you need to understand what God is saying. So I press And I begin to, I want to shake some tables tonight. You know, I'm sure at the end of service, you still smile at me, Philippians chapter 4, 8. I want to begin to talk about how to think and what to think. Because I said to you, you need to get this. You're a product of your thoughts. Oh, that statement, I put it in capital letter. That statement, if I'm writing it, I will bold in it. Because I'm saying to you what is an eternal truth. You're a product. It's like you're a product of what you eat. So you're a product of what you think. And that is why the way to begin to bring changes into your life. It took me a long, long time to get somebody, you know, that I was talking to for many, many times to begin to see that, no, your life is not about enemies. The person had been to mountain and mountain and mountain. Moloma Shumio. Yeah, somebody too I was talking to. You know, I said, no, don't think that way. And you know, the person responded. Hey, you know, she was attending Fire of Mountain and Brimstone, you know. And I said, why are you always killing enemy? I said, even your church should have finished, because in your church, enemy, somebody is enemy to somebody, because everybody in your church is an enemy. So that church should have finished. Then all the enemies you've been killing since then, the Nigerian population is still increasing. We're over 200 million. I said, you should know that your prayer is not being answered. God does not ask us to kill enemy. God said to me, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Praise God. So if you kill all your enemy, that scripture will not be fulfilled in your life. I said, that's why you are struggling. Because your enemy must be alive, you know, for you to sit at the dead, but you've killed all the enemy. So go sit table to sit, because the table, do you get what I'm saying? The table is not meant for friends, it's not meant for VIP. The table, the seats is meant for the enemy. Yes, sir. You don't get it. Do you get what I'm saying? So I don't have any business with any enemy. I don't. Oh, you sitting and dog is wagging tail. Olorun soro ota lo nfe pa na. E get tin ti mo so Olorun ti ready lati tan na ni now. You don't get it. So what's your problem about your enemies? And I said to him, I said, in your church, you always hold the pillar and say, yeah, yeah. And then they say, hey, umbrella, tongue, go to the IME. Oh, hey, yeah. Umbrella, melo le fe ya. Umbrella, melo le fe ya. And so the problem is this. I'm going to show you something. And it's serious. You know that some people, the thoughts or their mind is under a stronghold. Oh, I'm sorry to say, and I don't regret to say, those people will never prosper in life. When your mind is under a stronghold of enemy, in other words, Timoba launching by, or get it, Timba Feseko, or Taileni, or get it, Timba Yaso, Lani, Tebagwe, a pastor, so, or Talo Jadi, Kofi, or Jadi. Do you get what I'm talking about? So if you have that, it's become a stronghold and you will never prosper. So, and that is why you must begin to process what you think. Can I say something to you? If you're thinking of somebody is losing weight and say it's HIV that I have, go and do tests. Pastor, don't let me waste my money. I'm sure it's HIV that I have. What is the evidence? I'm sure that you're new. Whether they are going to give him result by mistake, HIV positive. Because you see, the way you think, you eventually become so. You don't become the way you think in a day. Hey! You become the way you think over a period of time. You eventually mature to be the way you think. You think that you'll be a failure, begin to have a hey one now, you will end up failing.
Philippians 4:8. Let's get through that. Philippians 4:8. And I want you to get this. This is not my word, though. The only thing that we explain it to, the way Bible wants me to explain it to. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things. Now, begin to see this. So, the first point, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, things that are good report, be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So, the first part I want you to see is this. If the Bible is saying to you that whatever things are true, that means there are whatever things are false. Did you get that? How those about 8 things that God is saying think about, you see, they have the opposite side. There are things that are not honest. There are things that are not lovely. There are things that have no good reports. There are things that don't have virtue. So, as God has said, these are the things you should think. So also are things that God is saying that you should not think about. That's the first thing. So, he is asking you to say, live. Now, listen to this. Live a positive life. You don't get it. You need to get it. You know, there are Christians, they live in a negative life. You don't get it. Let me explain to you. I'm traveling to Lagos. Father, I commit my traveling into your hand. Let it prosper. Keep me from evil. The angels of the Lord are watching over me. And I give you thanks for a successful journey. Amen. Isn't that a prayer? Yes. There's another prayer. Oluwa. Gbogbo awon emi eje to ba wa ni oju titi Oluwa pa won run. Is that not a prayer? It's a prayer. But listen, it's a negative prayer. And that's what I want you to get. It's a prayer. But it's negative prayer. Lord, I'm going for this exam. The Bible has said that I don't have any man to teach me. I know all things, you know, by the Spirit of the Lord. And so I'm going to do well. He said, I being on the way, the Lord leadeth me. Isn't that a prayer? That's positive prayer. Oluwa mo lo se exam yi gbogbo awon ogun le baba ati ya to je pe won tin gbogun ti mi lati ejo e Oluwa won gbodo ba mi wole. Is that not a prayer? It's a prayer, but it's negative prayer. Did you get what I'm saying? The standard God is giving you is a way that your heart, your mind has to be positive. You want to start a church? Glory to God. I'm coming to your church. You want to start a church? Sheti Rodada. Why is your mind thinking Sheti Rodada? Did you get what I'm talking about? You want to get a car? Rafael, I want to get a car. Pastor, please go ahead. In fact, make sure that you get Toyota, you know, and then get between 2022 to 2024. Don't do 89. They understand. That's a thought. Brashag, I want to get a car. Ha! Ninu Oriagbe, Ninu economy, ye. Give me 5. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, there are some people, the way their mind is set is to say, be cautious. Is to say, think about it twice. Is to say, can something good come out? I'm sure you've spoken and counseled with those kind of people. Their minds are not on the positive. Oh, they are Christians. Their minds are always limiting. Their minds always say, give second consideration. Their minds are always on criticism. You say something to them, say, why? 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 And before you know it, you get depressed. And so the first thing the Bible is saying here, these are the things you should think about. The second thing you can see here is the Bible is saying you have a choice about what you think on. That's the second point here. Because when God is giving you a counsel, he said, for me, if actually you want to begin to have a mind rebirth, your thought process must be positive. When the Bible says you talk about things that are good reports, your home, if we want to hear the latest bad news, we must gravitate towards you. Now, you get this. If you are giving me a news that somebody had passed on or somebody was involved in road traffic accident, you are not lying. Do you know that? Because those things happened. But the question is that, you know, somebody that had been involved in road traffic accident, is it a good report? Thank you. It's a bad news. And the Bible says I must not carry it. And that's why people around me know that I don't tell the story any country. My wife knows that. You don't see me talk about negative news. You know why? I will not talk about it, but I know that somebody will talk about it. It's just a matter of time. The people that their mind are so set will talk about it. And listen. When I won't be able to talk about this one after the other, I hope one day I'll be able to do that. You see, when the Bible is saying that, you don't talk about, he said, think on what is true. Let me shock you. The truth of the matter is that there's no news, there's nothing in the world actually that is only true. Let me repeat it. There's nothing in the world that is 100% the truth. Because you see, if I'm saying something as a medical doctor, Barrister Fred will see the same thing as a lawyer. So what he can say is the truth is different from what I can say is the truth. And that is why in the world, there's nothing that is holy. And so the only thing that is true is God's word. That's the only thing. That is the only thing. That is the indisputable truth. Can you imagine Jesus just showing up and saying, I'm the way, I'm the truth, that will cause offense for some people. But when he said it, he walked away. I am the way. There's one prophet or somebody somewhere. He said, Yakana Budu, why Yakana Stahib? He didn't the Rastari Mustakima. Shemalu, Emma. Oh, your Mayu. Afinimana Niolua, Yoviwama. That's the meaning of Yakana Budu, Yakana Stahima. Any canic Afinimana Niolua, any canwade, only a migger. Niona, Otito, Ati, Amakai, Shorik, Monsin Boring, Amana, Yoli, Amana, Amma. Any calamini, a mimoti day now. And that is why the truth is the word of God. So he's saying, think on the word of God. There's no report in the world that is wholly true reports. Dollar is going up. Is it not good report to some people? Yes, oh, that's good news. Good report. In fact, there are some people say, along, you pay 2,000 to a dollar. Again, that's good report to them. But there are some people, it's a very, very, very annoying and a bitter report. Do you see what I'm talking about? So the circumstances, the environment, you know,
the geography of the world. There's no report that is entirely true. There's no report that you can call good reports. But this is the only good report that you have, the word of God. So if I try to break that Philippians 4:8, you find out that all the standard is talking about, the only thing a believer should think about is God's word. That's the only thing. When your mind is occupied with God's word, you see possibilities. When your mind is occupied. Numbers 13:33. I will go back. Let's see Numbers 13. 30. And you're going to see actually the manifestation of this Philippians 4 hit. And you know, a lot of us Christians are like that. You know, because it's very easy to look at them and say the people that went to spy, you know, they are this and that. But ladies and gentlemen, you see yourself in that. Numbers 13. Those of us that don't read Bible, you'll be struggling to see Numbers 13. By the way, I don't like people coming to church not carrying Bible. You can never know Bible if you don't have physical Bible. You know, if you carry a phone Bible. You know that phone Bible, you can't know where all these books are, because phone Bible, I can't tell you. If you tell Andrew, Numbers or Jade, oh, lemon Bible, I get. So when you come to church, carry Bible. Numbers 13. The Bible says in verse 30, you need to go and read from verse 1 actually. In verse 30, and Caleb still. Okay, no, let me pay that back. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. You underline that in your Bible. I'm coming back to that. And showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. You underlined it again. They understand. They said it again. This is the fruit of it. They now said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the man, see verse 30, Caleb, a man, 31, but the man that went with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that hid up the inhabitant thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come out of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Let me give you an analysis, number one. So you can see the stupidity of a believer at times, number one. See verse 1 of that chapter. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, look at it in your Bible. Send thou men
that they may see the land of Canaan. Now, you underline this. Which I give unto the children of Israel. In other words, God had given them the land. God had given them the land. As far as God is concerned, the land is theirs. The only thing God wanted them to go and do is, now look at me now. God knows that even though I've given them, if they did not birth the land in their mind, they will not possess it. So God said, like he did to Abraham, I suppose that he used the same strategy that he did for Abraham. You know, when God was saying to Abraham, you're going to have, you know, children, father of many nations, he didn't see it. God said, okay, I know what I'm going to do. You go out and begin to cast out. And when he contested and contested and contested, and the Bible says, and Abraham believed. So I suppose the same principle. He said, you go into the land. It's not that you are going to decide whether you are going to fight to win it or not. I've given you the land. But I want you to go and have a foretaste. I want you to go in and get excited. Did you get that? I want you to go in and then come back with strategies, you know, on how you are going to abound in the land. So it's not going there to see whether you are going to have it or not. You have it already. You remember I said to us, all things pertaining to life and godliness God has given you. You have it already. So you go and search it. That's the first thing I want you to see. About your life, about your destiny. You have everything. I haven't passed my exam. You have passed the exam. I haven't got a man to marry. You have a man. I don't have a house. You have a house. Because everything God has given you. Why worry the barber? Did you see that drama in the 70s? And your mom, where, mom? We saw the drama when we had, oh, my, where, you know. Why worry the barber? NCA, when the TV was at Porti Fedeco. Why worry the barber? So I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, why worry the barber? Say to your neighbor, why worry the barber? You have everything. So God said, I've given you. I've given you. You just go in and search it. You understand? Go and get excited at what the Lord has done. But they upset God. Let me give you a second point. Besides the fact that God had given them, let me say this to you. Listen very carefully. Number 2 point. If you see something physically and you don't see it in your heart, you can never possess it. If you see something physically, do you understand that? If somebody gave you a pack of dollars, and you don't see in your heart that you have the dollars, you can never have the dollar. Somebody is going to lose it. What you don't bat from your heart, you are careless about it. That's what I mean. Anything that is not a product of traveling, of laboring, half delivery. Why is it that you see some people, they have children, and they had the children, they go and put them in the gutter? Because they've never seen that they will have one. They said, yeah, God had given them. But they did not see what God had given them. The intention of God was for them to make it their own. He had given them, but God wanted them to occupy it. That's why he said, go. He wanted them to possess. It's a different thing. God is giving you something. It's not to say that, Baba, Emioma, hey, Emioma, hey, Ajorosun, Elepo Jufumi, So in other words, the fact that God has given me something does not mean you are going to have it. Whether you have it, you are not going to have it. It's a state of your mind. Now look at them here. They said, it's a land. Because I want you to reason. I round up here. It's a land that hits the inhabitants thereof. But meanwhile, you saw the children of Amalekites. You saw the Jebusites. In the land that you said that he is of the inhabitant. In the land, he is of the inhabitant. Now, did you get that? They say he hit the people there, but you saw people. And you too, exactly. They are there in the land. But you say it's a land that hit the people. You went there, you came back. Koshe jayi. Can you see the way the devil afflicts the mind of men and it deprives us of the blessings of God? You went to a place, you came back. You said, heed the people thereof. Number two, you said that there are giants in there, you know, and they are stronger than you. You went to places that you did not plant. You went to cut their fruit and grapes. Abi, when you are cutting it, were people not watching you? They are stronger than you. You cut it. You went to another place. You cut. You went to another. The Bible says they cut and they put it on stick and they were carrying it like this. Among the others, of Ekuoko, Ekab. Oh, they make these are strangers in their land. Ekuoko, Ekabo, Ekuoko, Ekabo. Ladies, listen. Men, listen. Sometimes what you are afraid of is actually afraid of you. Because I'm sure that when they were carrying all those things and the people were saying that these are strangers in our land. Everyone bow. Everyone challenge you. And so they were going. Nobody challenged them. Until they pack everything, they go back to their land. That's the second thing, to show the folly. To show that if you don't get it in your heart, you can't get it in the physical. They said again. They said, where is that? Verse 30. But men that went up said, we both not be able to go against the people, for they are stronger than us. And they brought an evil report of the land. You know that this is Philippians 4:8, isn't it? Because they brought an evil report. The Bible says you think on good reports alone. The land which gone to say, the land that is set of the inhabitant thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Now, if you saw men of great stature in a land that God has taken you, I suppose that a mind that is reborn. If you saw men of great stature, I want to see men that will make things work faster in that land that you are going. If we saw ourselves as weak, but we are going to occupy a land that God has given us that is full of great men. Here we are going to farm. Because they are men of. But one thing is that they forgot that God had actually given them the land. So they said, actually, the land is actually flowing with milk and honey. This is the evidence. The land is prosperous. This is the evidence. The land has all that we need. God has given us a good land. This is the evidence. They now messed it up. In our mind, we are like grasshopper. You know what they are saying? God wants to destroy us. Because grasshoppers cannot face giants and warriors. And that is the main reason that the only person that entered the land at the end of the day is a man that submitted the minority report, Caleb. Caleb said, now look at me, and then we are going home. Caleb said that
Everything that all my partners have said, everything is true. But he said, despite that everything is true, what I see in my own mind is that you are able to possess the land. In other words, I'm giving my whole report from another realm. I'm giving my whole report from another world. I'm giving my whole report for a mind that is seeing differently from what other people are seeing physically. I say, even though everything exists, let us go up at once. In other words, don't let us go and sleep on this report. Because we are able. They are giants, they are big men, they are excellent men. But say, we are. I continue from there next week. Rest your feet. Hallelujah. We are able. Praise God. We are able. Next week, I'll get you to see what actually makes you to be able. Because when you are able, it's not a product of your strength. It's not a product of your power. It's a product of a force. When there's a communion between you and the force, you become more than able. Like Caleb said, life is not about majority report. Life is always, always, always about minority report. Father, we give you thanks. And lift your hands to God and say, with God I am able. Say to God and say, with God I'm more than able. I can do all things. 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 Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord be with your spirit. I'll see you next service in Jesus' name.